The IEA chief, this is the International Energy Agency, has now said that current oil supply losses due to the closure of the Straits of Hormuz exceed the combined impact of the 1973 and 1979 oil crises. Gas losses are nearly double from that from the Russia-Ukraine war, and other commodities like fertilizer are also going to be impacted. The situation is very, very severe, and this has now led to a publication from the IEA, which is essentially lockdown 2.0 energy. And from the energy lockdown and the energy crisis comes the economic crisis and the financial meltdown. So we now have two contrived crises, energy and financial, created by this government on purpose, okay? And these will be used to justify, as we all know, the technocratic police state. Energy crisis, financial crisis, incoming. Lockdown 2.0 will be the vehicle. And if they get away with it, the mission is to stop them, but if they get away with it, they envision a global, worldwide police state that is controlled by an elite, unelected, oligarchical power structure. Slavery for all. You'll own nothing and be happy. And Donald Trump is the Trojan horse in the United States of America, ramming this through. I mentioned that the IEA chief basically said the shit is hitting the fan, everything's falling apart, and he just published Lockdowns 2.0, an energy lockdown playbook. They released a 10-point plan over the weekend telling governments to restrict driving, ground flights, force remote work, and ban gas cooking. They called it sheltering from oil shocks, writes Aaron Day. Here is the plan. Number one, they are recommending alternating driving days based on your license plate number, odd plates on Monday, even plates on Tuesday, and countries are now already implementing this. They are recommending mandatory speed limit reductions on every highway, not for safety, but fuel rationing by another name. You can still drive, just slower and less often. Number three, avoiding all air travel where alternatives exist. They didn't define what that actually meant, but the ambiguity, writes Aaron Day, is the feature. It lets regulators decide after the fact whether your trip was essential or not. Non-essential versus essential. Does that ring any bells? Here's another one. Switch from gas cooking to electric. The IEA is now telling you what appliances you can use in your kitchen. And the same agency that published net zero by 2050 is calling now for thermostats to be capped at 19 degrees and a ban on new gas boilers. This is not new, it's accelerating. And then work from home if possible. The guidelines mimic 2020 when they locked down the world and called it public health. In 2026, they're locking down movement and calling it energy security. The template is identical, writes Aaron. The excuse has changed. The IEA's net zero roadmap calls for personal behavioral changes modeled after COVID compliance. They even said it out loud in the guidance. Quote, COVID-19 has increased general awareness of how behavioral changes can be effective. They're getting sustainability lockdowns, the green agenda, everything that the UN Agenda 21 people wanted, everything that the UN Agenda 2030 people wanted, everything that the sustainability lockdowners ever wanted in the guise of an energy crisis that Donald Trump is creating with this chaos.
Hey, Nacho. Hello, soul. So, yeah, folks, energy lockdowns. Does that sound like something familiar to you? Does that sound like something that's possibly been pre-planned to you? You know, all of this has been pre-planned, folks. We've been warning you of this very event for so long now, and it's all been pre-planned. In saying that, I would suggest that a lot of the main players on the chessboard, such as Trump and people like this, don't actually realise that they're being played. Like I said on a previous show, I think Trump genuinely believed that he was going to be revered as the one who took down the terrible Islamic menace, and he was going to be remembered as the Goyim Moshiach, the Goyim Messiah who helped usher in the Jewish Messiah, and the Third Temple was going to be built, and all sorts of stuff like this. I think Bibi Netanyahu thought this. I think everybody thought that they were actually going to win. They didn't realize there's a much higher play going on here. You know, all of these governments are controlled by external forces who manipulate them into doing what these external forces would like done. That's always the way it works, folks. It's all contrived, all this shit. But yeah, energy lockdowns. This is very predictable. Like, they've really escalated things so much. There was a really good summary that I actually saw that someone posted on X. I've been banned from X, by the way. I've been banned from X for a week. They tend to do this to me when they're about to stage something pretty major. I've just found that that happens. Not that I'm any sort of powerful voice with a lot of listeners or anything, but I do make comments on some threads, and my comments do get tens of thousands of views and tens of thousands of likes, and so that might be a bit of a problem for them. And so they banned me again. And there's a lot of really crazy stuff going on this week. Like, there was a new bill that just got passed in Israel whereby they are going to execute all Palestinian prisoners with no pardons. Actually giving them 90 days. You know, once they're sentenced, they get 90 days and then they're executed. They're held in solitary for those 90 days. And you've got to understand, there are 10,000 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. They've just passed a bill saying they're going to execute all of them. No chance of pardon. And this includes men, women, and children that are being held in Israeli jails.
After interrogation, children are brought here for trial, Ofer Military Prison near Jerusalem. The army would not let Four Corners film inside.
I've been behind these walls three times. I saw children shuffling across the courtyard, handcuffed and shackled. Some hearings lasted 60 seconds. I saw one boy shout the name of his prison so his mother would know where he was being held. I saw the judge convict some children without even once looking at them. Through it all, what I saw was a conveyor belt of convicted children.
I think perhaps to give you some indication of how efficient, from a military perspective, this system is. According to the military court's own records, their annual report, the courts have a conviction rate of around 99.74%.
Typically, a Palestinian boy convicted of throwing stones will be sentenced to about 3 months imprisonment. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, last year released a scathing report on Israel's system. It found that Palestinian children had been threatened with death, physical violence, solitary confinement, and sexual assault against themselves or a family member.
The report found that that ill treatment was widespread, systematic, and institutionalized throughout the system from the moment that the child was arrested right up until the sentencing process.
Last month, under pressure from human rights groups, Israel stopped a long-standing practice of keeping children overnight in outdoor cages. Children had been kept freezing in the cages during snowstorms.
These people are subject to brutality every single day. The way they are treated is absolutely abhorrent. You know, made to lie on the ground and paraded around, you know, even dragged out of their cells, doubled over with their hands behind their backs, made to lie on the floor. Even when they're in their cells, they're made to sit on their knees, squat on their knees in the corner facing the wall, and they're not allowed to talk to each other. Often they are actually set upon by dogs, and the Israelis have trained the dogs to rape the Palestinian prisoners. So this is what happens to men, women and children who are held in Israeli jails. They are subject to this type of treatment and often raped by soldiers, raped by dogs, and then eventually held in solitary confinement for 3 months, where I would suggest most of their organs will be harvested, probably including their skin. Israel being the holder of the largest skin bank on earth, and then these prisoners will be executed. This is Israel. This is the most depraved, abhorrent abomination, this anti-life mechanism, this hateful, destructive, sadistic mechanism that they've set up in Israel is apparently America's greatest ally. And this simply can't continue, folks. This is what is happening to the world. This is who's trying to take over the world. And the thing is, the Iranians know that this is who they're fighting. I mean, even though all of this is controlled at the highest levels, the abomination of what Israel is and has become is well known to the Iranian people, and it's no wonder that they wish to wipe this type of mentality out of existence. And their determination and their resilience, I think, has been very underestimated. They've been preparing for this war for 48, 50 years. They have huge stockpiles of weapons. I mean, Trump's claiming that he's won already and all sorts of stuff. We've won because we've taken out their air force and we've taken out their navy and we've taken out missile silos. They haven't even begun with Iran. Iran has stuff 500 meters underground all over the country, 31 different command centers. They're not stopping this. And the Iranians know that they have the moral high ground. You can tell by some of the cool little animation videos they've been putting out. Actually, it shows where their hearts are centered and what they're fighting against and how determined they are. You see, the Iranians know what they're fighting against. They know this is a war for their very existence. And they know that they're fighting against this pedophile class. Most of the Arab states that are joining in with Saudi Arabia are all crypto Jews anyway. It's interesting, I did a report recently and I mentioned King Faisal. And I showed you a video clip of King Faisal, who was the King of Arabia, who was deposed by the CIA. He was actually murdered by his son. They said his son was mad. That was the story anyway. He was murdered by his son. His son went insane and killed his father. This is what they say. Really, he was deposed and a family of crypto Jews was put in his place. And it's interesting because I talked about this on a report the other day, and then I saw a news article just this morning came up on the MSN feed, and it was about King Faisal. And it said how he was the king of Saudi Arabia at one stage and he was assassinated by his son. Interesting they would say that because he was never the king of Saudi Arabia. He was the king of Arabia. it was never Saudi Arabia until the Saudi family was put in place. Just this little bits of spin that they put on things. Oh, people must be talking about King Faisal, so we better put out our counter intel and name him as the King of Saudi Arabia when he wasn't. But all these families are crypto Jews, and the Iranians are just saying, we're not backing down. Like, if you are going to side with the pedophiles and side with this Epstein block of people in Israel who are illegally attacking us, and Israel is doing terrible things. Israel is just demolishing Beirut. Israel is saying it's going to annex the southern area of Lebanon now. And it's also already naming Turkey as being a problem. So this is, they're already planning their next move. You saw a post the other day, the post that actually got me banned from X, was Laura Loomer saying that she expects there's going to be a terror attack in the United States. It's going to be 10 times worse than 9/11, and that the inspiration for carrying out this attack is going to be traced back to right-wing influences, the woke Reich, she calls them, naming out two influences that she thinks will be singled out. I would suggest Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens, which indicates that Israel is going to stage a terror attack in the United States, and they're going to leave a paper trail which says that the people who carried out this terror attack were inspired to do so by Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens and right-wing podcasters such as me, who is called right-wing because you don't agree with genocide. Anybody who doesn't agree with genocide or doesn't support Israeli terrorism is apparently right-wing now. But this is what they're going to do. And she's putting that out there, and I commented on that, and I said, basically, in other words, Israel's going to stage a false flag terror attack in the United States, and they're going to blame it on Iran. And I said, Israel is a, you know, Judaism is a death cult, and Jews don't seem to be happy unless they are mass murdering goyim. And that got me banned for a week for violence and hate speech. Interesting how it works. But once that was announced that I was banned, then I saw this report about what they're going to do to the Palestinian prisoners. I saw all sorts of stuff being posted that, of course, I'm unable to share now. Always seems to be the way it works. But hey, what can I say? But yeah, Israel wants to annex southern Lebanon. There's been some horrible stuff coming out about Israel. I mean, what it did, there was this one-year-old kid who was tortured. They burnt it with cigarettes and stuck a nail into this kid's leg in front of the kid's father, you know, tortured the child in order to get the father to talk and reveal the location of certain installations or looking for Hamas or whatever the fuck it was they were doing. These freaking parasites, they're unbelievable, you know. And that's the thing, like, they arrest children, eight-year-old children, for throwing a stone at a tank, and they put them in jail, and now they've just passed this legislation saying they can legally execute all of these prisoners. It's disgraceful, folks. It really is. And it's really shocking what's going on. But like I said before, with this whole war in Iran, I mean, Trump's really shot himself in the foot. The whole mechanism have shot themselves in the foot, because Israel is not going to survive this. The United States bases are not going to survive this. And I wouldn't be surprised if they staged some sort of an assassination with Trump. There's even talk now, there's a movement for J.D. Vance to declare Trump incompetent and take over the presidency himself. I mean, who hadn't seen this coming? But this guy kind of nailed it with what he said here. Iran has taken the gloves off. Trump gave Iran a five-day extension on bombing their power plants. Netanyahu didn't get the memo. Last night he attacked two of Iran's power facilities. Now, Kuwait is in total darkness. Israel lost their Haifa power plant and oil storage facilities. In less than a month, Trump has not only lost the war, but also all the military bases, radars, ships, planes, the Strait of Hormuz, NATO allies, GGC partners, America's real estate investments in Dubai, US banks, data centers, and oil companies' assets, as well as America's trust, prestige, reputation, status, and global dominance with the petrodollar.
We committed war crimes, killing 160 elementary age schoolgirls. Then we fired a second Tomahawk missile into the school when parents and teachers responded to help. We lost our ability to sell US bonds. We've shown that we can't protect the Gulf states, so they will probably divest from US IT companies who were helping us in the AI race with China. We've removed the sanctions on Russia and Iran. Russia is punishing Europe with exorbitant prices. We've caused a historic global energy crisis and possibly a worldwide recession. But Netanyahu has lost the state of Israel. It's quickly becoming uninhabitable. Those leaving will never return. No water, sewer, power, jobs, bunkers, shelters, missile defense system, airport, fuel, or food. Bibi has warrants in over 120 countries for war crimes for his attempted genocide in Gaza. It's amazing how fast the world has turned upside down. It is, folks, but the thing is, it's all been done completely by design.
Yeah, he's really gone back on everything he promised to do. And as I've said previously, he's going to be remembered as the president who actually destroyed the United States. And this is going to bring down the state of Israel as well. It absolutely is. It just can't last. It's not going to survive this. And he's such a liar. That whole thing when he said there's going to be like a five-day reprieve with Iran, he's not going to. Because he gave him that 48-hour ultimatum that I came on and spoke to you about on the last report, saying, hey, this is about to get really serious. But like it said in that report, he gave him the five-day reprieve, five-day window, and then Netanyahu went and bombed the energy fields anyway. So, of course, Iran is now bombing energy fields in the Middle East, and we are heading for massive energy shortages. Actually, the Philippines is the first country to now go on severe energy restrictions. It's actually declared a state of emergency for the energy situation. And Iran is simply not backing down in any of this stuff. I think they're all puppets though, folks. They're all puppets in this and they're all being played. It's just one big clown show, the whole thing. And Israel's not going to survive. Israel is absolutely not going to survive this. Hey, did you see there was a murder of crows like yesterday or the day before? There was a murder of crows circling over Tel Aviv, which is apparently a very ominous sign. Now, of course, folks, because Israel isn't going to survive, Israel was never planned to survive. That's why they're setting up in Ukraine. They're also, there's massive protests now in Argentina because there's claims that Israelis are taking over Argentina, as we showed you they were months ago when they started burning down the forests in Patagonia. It's the whole world is shifting, but the Iranians are basically saying if the United States even attempt to take over the Gulf and take over the Straits of Hormuz, and they're going to take over both sides of Bahrain, and they're going to take over Qatar, they're going to just take over the whole region, and they're going to lock the United States out altogether. And the problem is that they have the ability to do that.
This is the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's strategy here is simple. Choke off this incredibly narrow passage. It's a massive bottleneck where giant oil tankers are squeezed into just two tight shipping lanes, one for ships going in and one for ships coming out. They currently control three major islands positioned right along these corridors. Hidden deep inside them is a menacing network of underground bunkers and anti-ship missiles. So why is it so difficult for the U.S. to secure and clear the strait? While the IRGC doesn't use ships, but small boats launch in a 360-degree swarm attacks, the strategy is to take the bridges of larger ships. To make things even more complicated, the U.S. military would have to hunt down in those island for each and every one of those underground bunkers using massive 5,000-pound bunker buster weapons. Take a look at the Middle East. This is how Iran is managing to block 20% of the world's oil transport. What's crazy is that major players like the UAE, Qatar, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and even Iran itself all rely entirely on this one narrow corridor. First, let's look at the choke point. At its narrowest, the strait is only about 39 kilometers or 21 nautical miles wide. This northern coastline belongs to Iran and is highly mountainous. This provides natural camouflage and deep, fortified bunkers for missile launchers. Plus, Iran controls a string of islands like Keshem, Larak, and Abu Musa. Think of these not as islands, but as heavily armed, stationary small anti-missiles defense system parked right on the edge of the shipping routes. And those routes, they are incredibly tight. Because the waters are shallow and filled with reefs, supertankers are confined to a strict traffic separation scheme. You have 1 2-mile-wide inbound lane, 1 2-mile-wide outbound lane, and a 2-mile buffer zone in between. If attacked, these massive cargo ships have virtually zero room to maneuver. But what are the tactics and strategy Iran used to control this narrow corridor? To block the Strait of Hormuz, you have to control the islands. And the IRGC relies on a triad of fortified outposts, each with a very specific and very deadly role. Here's strategy number one, the Larak Island. Think of this as the choke point enforcer. Larak sits right at the throat of the strait, looming directly over international shipping lanes. The strategy here is all about close quarters intimidation. Because it's right on top of the transit corridor, IRGC fast attack boats staged here can reach a passing cargo ship in mere minutes.
And like I showed you in that little animation that they're doing, I mean, they're prepared to take this as far as it needs to go. They've been preparing for it for years and years. As far as the ground troops and stuff, that Trump's sending in like thousands of ground troops into Iran as well, the Iranians are just sitting there saying, bring it on, just come closer, bring them in. We've been preparing for it. Iran is an incredibly mountainous region. The whole coastline is mountains, and there's a lot of choke points and there's a lot of areas there that could be very, very dangerous for United States troops to enter. I mean, there's talks that they're actually going to build a canal and all sorts of stuff and reroute the ships, but this will take years to do this sort of stuff. So, you know, we're in a situation now where Trump and Netanyahu have created a worldwide recession. I think Netanyahu probably knew what he was doing, but I don't know whether Trump did. Trump's ego is enormous, so you know, I think he probably thought he was going to be the little golden child. I don't know. But it's not looking good, folks. It's really not looking good. And it's really important that people pay attention.
Because the most powerful nations in the world have to go down to their knees. That's what happened to Egypt. That's what's going to happen to America. That's what's going to happen to Germany. That's what's going to happen to France. That's what's going to happen to London. England's going to happen to Poland. That's what's going to happen to Russia. That's what's going to happen to China. That's what's going to happen to North Korea. They're all going to go down. They're all going to go down to their knees, especially the Western ones. The Zohar says that they're going to go down hard for how they treated us over the last 2,000 years. For the destruction of the Second Temple and how they treated us, Hashem's going to take them down hard. He's going to humiliate them and on the world stage. Western countries, Esav, Edom. I'll take that one. That's what I want to see. I don't want anyone to get hurt, but you know, let's move things ahead a little bit. So, of course, the world's going crazy now. Things are going to be speeding up a lot. But we're almost there, guys. It's happening. This is it.
Yeah, it's a very, very interesting world, folks. There isn't any doubt about it. And, you know, it's all part of the plan. Like I said, they want to take down the entire energy grid. Look out, there's a conspiracy theorist over there. Wandering around the property. Look at that. They're everywhere, folks. Maybe I better go and say hello to this character, eh? Look at that. Here's Mr. Berwick.
Who we got here? I'm telling you, they're doing so many things that you just have conspiracy theorists on BitChute just passing each other in the streets doing videos.
Yeah, it's crazy, huh? It's crazy. What are you talking about? The energy crisis? Energy lockdowns?
Oh, yeah.
You see all the energy lockdown stuff they're saying now?
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that Ukraine just hit Russia again just now and hit their other major oil plant, and now we're down 40% of their oil exports right now?
See, that's what all this is about, is oil, energy, everything. Everything they're attacking. Sure, they're bombing cities and shit, but it's all energy. It's all energy related. Huge energy lockdowns. They just put forth this plan. This lady, what's her name? Somebody, Joy. I've just had her on at the start of the video here. I'll send you a link. You'll see it anyway. And she outlined the plan that's all been put forth. So this has all been planned for so long. And I don't even think the puppet players know that they're puppets. Like, I think Trump, his ego is so high. He really thought he was going to be the golden boy, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm going to be the one to take down the Iranian menace and all that sort of shit. No, Trump, you're a freaking puppet. And the Iranians aren't backing down. Like, I don't think they're playing the game the way they want it, but they don't care, because what they really want is just for all the infrastructure to be destroyed, and Iran's just doing it for them, thinking they're doing the right thing. You know? Yeah.
So for anyone out there, if you're not getting prepared right now, you need to be getting prepared. Like, look where Max and I are. We're on a ranch in Mexico, which they'll tell you is dangerous, right? That's what they want you to think. We have all of our own food, we have all of our own water. Max has solar panels on his bungalow. I'm just putting solar panels up at our house there. Just, you know, be aware, like, get ready right now. Look what's happening in Australia. Like, there's supermarkets are emptying out of the food. The gas stations are shutting down. This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
This is like talking about the COVIDs in like February of 2020, which we were, and no one listened to us. And a few months later, it was complete chaos. So make sure you're, you know, get ready for this. This is going to be absolutely huge.
Yeah, it is. And like, I spoke to my son yesterday. He said there's still food and stuff where he is, but in Darwin and stuff, the shelves are empty. But the price of gas, it's like $3 a litre. $12 a gallon. $12 a gallon. It's just crazy.
Just wait a month or two from now.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It'll be like 20 or 30.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
And you know how many people have barely been surviving in Australia?
Yeah. Afford food. And Malaysia has shut down gas shipments to Australia, and it's getting really bad. So, yeah, enjoy the ride, folks. Enjoy the ride. Yeah. It's going to get nuts.
Yeah, we're just passing each other on the ranch.
Yeah, crazy how that works, huh?
Hurricane just hit Australia?
A Cat 5 hurricane? Whereabouts?
Yeah, the north.
In the north?
See, they didn't even tell anyone. It just hit like 2 days ago.
No, I didn't even hear about
Cat 5.
Wow. In Darwin or something?
They're taking out Australia.
Whereabouts? I'll have to check that out and wonder. I wonder where it hit.
Cape York Peninsula.
Cape York. Okay. Well, that's...
But still, they're hitting it with everything right now.
Yeah, yeah. There'll be a lot of hippie communities up there that suffer from that.
Yeah, but, actually, I know some people who
it's
have
not that. It's not a major population area, but... yeah, okay. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, they're slamming Australia right now.
Crazy. Crazy stuff, folks.
Yeah, Max.
Everywhere. You know, there was an earthquake in Cuba the other day, just after the electricity went off as well. You know, they're just slamming everywhere. But I think that's about all I've got to say, folks. And he's right. Like, just get ready. I mean, sometimes, you know, you come onto these videos, it sounds like we've been crying wolf for years. But honestly, I mean, a lot of the stuff that we've said, it's all happened. And a lot of the stuff, sometimes when it doesn't happen, I think is because we've made it so public and they sort of can't do it then. But now they've constructed this whole wartime scenario, which is all believable. And where do the players within the scenario know that they're playing into the hands of the globalists or not? They all are. I mean, I can understand Iran wants to defend itself, and I can understand its righteous indignation at the whole Epstein situation and all that sort of stuff. But what if that is why the files were released when they were? So that the world would see just how corrupt America has become and how much they're working to cover this up, and we'll be okay with watching Iran and China and Russia and whoever else gets involved ganging up and destroying America. Not a lot of the Western world's going to want to stand with them because of what they've done in attacking Iran and causing this worldwide energy crisis by the closure of the Straits of Hormuz. So they've kind of backed themselves into a corner, and I think Trump has been kind of coaxed into doing this. Like someone said, it's almost as if he was installed to destroy the United States. Well, what have we been telling you since the very beginning, folks? I told you when he was first elected in 2017, was it? That he was their trump card and that he is going to be used to collapse the United States. It's got to be collapsed from within. I've said this so many times. The only way you can destroy America is to destroy it from within. And that's what they're doing. So, yeah. But I think that's about all I've got on my list. Please do share that information regarding the death sentences that have been meted out for Israel. We have to stop this state, folks. You see, that's what they're prepared to do to Palestinian prisoners. And you might say, well, no, these are terrorists. No, they're not. This is anybody who was arrested. There was a doctor at Al-Shifa Hospital who they took to jail. They let him get raped by dogs, and then the soldiers raped him to death. He was a respected doctor who worked saving lives.
كل يوم بقدله كل يوم كل يوم كم ضايل لأسره أنا ما توقعتش إنه يستشهد أنا توقعت يطالي أسير بطل بحكي لك ما توقعتش يوم إنه يستشهد ويسيبني
يعني أنا ما كنتش عارف إنه أبوي مستشهد يعني جدني كصدمة فجأة قلبت يعني كل قطاع غزة يعني لحزن كل ما قدرش يتمالك حاله
استخدموا أسلحة لم نعهدها من قبل محرمة دوليا نشد كل العالم احنا بيعين حالنا احموا أطفالنا وبس
اعتقلوه من العودة قالوا له انزل ولا بننزل المستشفى كله عليك نادوا باسمه نزلوه
هو لا إله دخل في العمل العسكري لا إله دخل في حماس لا إله دخل في أي شيء هو طبيب مسالم بيعالج المرضى بيعالج الأبرياء المرضى الغلابة اللي حرق قلبي أربع شهور في الأسر يتعذب من أول يوم لحد ما استشهد على إيدين السجان الظالم
إحنا بنطالب تحقيق عن التعذيب اللي سواه الجيش الاحتلال الإسرائيلي بنطالب محكمة جنائية دولية ورجاع حقنا إلنا
لحد الآن لم نستلم جثته وأنا بتمنى من الله انه ما يدفنوه يا ربي في مقابر الارقام ولا يسلموه في الجنوب يجيبوا لي اياهم في الشمال اودعه اشوف لحظه استشهاده كيف كان كيف جسمه كيف العذاب اللي كان عليه كيف كان يتحمل العذاب اربع شهور بعذاب وبالسجن يا رب ترحمه يا رب تجمعني فيه على قليين يا رب يجيني في الشمال وادفنه هان عندي يا رب وازوره كل يوم يا رب
Yeah, but of course, they're not terrorists, folks. That doctor wasn't a terrorist. It's just classic Israeli inversion, calling anybody who stands up against its terrorist activities a terrorist. Anybody who resists Israeli terrorism is definitely a terrorist. That's just the way they do it. And as I've shown you on many videos recently, the situation in Iran is completely different to what people think. Now, people think all the women walking around in black and everybody's oppressed and all this stuff. Absolute bullshit, folks. Iran is a very intelligent, very progressive country. People of all faiths live in there. Huge Jewish population, quite happy in Iran. Nobody wants to leave. They're quite happy to be where they are. Women are not oppressed the way they tell you. They don't have to wear their hair covered and any of that crap. It's all bullshit, folks. Everything you're told by these people is bullshit. And why would we expect anything different? They like to kill people in the most sadistic and repulsive ways possible, like raping someone to death, sexual perversion leading to death. This is what these people are. This is like, dare I say, satanic. I don't even like using that word, but I don't know any other way to describe it. The whole Israeli culture is an absolute abomination. It's a nation that are trained and indoctrinated into psychopathic thinking. Even that young woman being interviewed saying, well, of course, if you kill your enemies, you also have to kill their offspring so they don't have more offspring.
When there is a war, it doesn't matter who your enemy is, you need to destroy their offspring to prevent them from creating more offspring.
Offspring, not even children, offspring. They don't even consider them to be human. Unbelievable stuff, you know. We have to get rid of this culture, but you can see why they've made it so openly perverse, because this will cause the Iranians to not want to stop. And many of the good-hearted people in the world, such as myself, absolutely look forward to the day that Israel doesn't exist. But unfortunately, I also look forward to the day where the corruption that is the US government also doesn't exist. But by the same token, I love America. I love the American people. I just despise and am disgusted by what the government of America has become. But to the Iranian people and to people around the world, they're all saying, well, you Americans, you're the ones who elected this government. You're the ones who leave them in place. You're armed to the teeth. You've got the Second Amendment. You've got the First Amendment. You've got this whole constitution that says when things become despotic beyond belief, and obviously so, and when you're left with no other choice, then you have the legal right, and not only that, you have the duty to institute new government. When I said back in 2008, I think, in my first film, I said, the only people who can save the world are the people of the United States, because the United States government is the government which has a military and financial stranglehold over the world. Well, the whole three city states thing does, you know, London, Washington, and Vatican. Let's not get into that. But anyway, militarily, the United States has a stranglehold over the world. And they also have a stranglehold over it through the petrodollar. Now, we'd all like to see this fall away. But I said back then, the only people who can stop this, the only people who can save the world, because the United States is becoming more and more corrupt because it is being controlled by Israel, which is essentially a demonic perversion, a blight on the very existence of mankind, what Israel has become. Everything bad you could ever think of comes out of Israel. And this controls the biggest military machine on earth, the United States government. So what do? The only people who can save the world is the United States people, the people of the United States. And look at them. They're all fucked up on fentanyl and CNN and arguing with each other over conspiracy theories and not looking at the bigger picture. Arguing over details of all sorts of crap, not looking at the bigger picture. Meanwhile, they're being poisoned with toxins in their foods, chemtrails in the sky. Bad education, sexual perversion, LGBTQ, the whole gay community, black versus white, even down to the tip culture in restaurants. If you don't tip right, then you're the enemy. I mean, it's insane the amount of division they've managed to put into the minds of the American people when they're simply just the American people. And if they were to stand up and say, hey, enough is enough, we're going to institute new government because this is out of fucking control, they could do so. But they don't. So you've got countries like Iran and countries around the world looking at this, even Russia, I would say, looking at this and saying, well, what are you people doing? What are you people doing? You can see how corrupt it all is. You can see what Israel's doing. It's been doing an open genocide for the last 2 years. The only reason we can't do anything about it is because the United States threatens to bomb anybody who does. And you can see through the Epstein files that they're all pedophiles, they're all cannibals, they're child rapists, pedophiles. The whole government system is based on it. The whole education system, the legal system, the police system, the whole backbone of American society, the enforcement side of it, i.e. government, police, education, they're all pedophiles. So why are you fighting for these people? Why are you on the side of these people? Why aren't you doing something about it? And if the American people aren't going to fix the problem, then how much value do the American people have? You can imagine this is how people like Iran are thinking about it. You know, the reason they're bombing all these civilian areas in Israel, well, look what the Israeli people are. Look what they've just done to Gaza. You had people sitting out there on viewing platforms to watch the carnage. You had 82% of Israelis saying, yes, they need to slaughter every man, woman, and child. You've got people saying we need to find more painful ways to kill them. Killing them isn't enough. You see this in Israeli society, and is it any wonder that anyone wants to wipe this society out? And no, it's not. But you can see how this whole mentality has been contrived, and so everybody feels justified in wiping this out. There's a lot of good people, like myself, who would like to see Israel wiped off the face of the earth. I would also like to see the American government, which is the most corrupt entity we've ever known, completely removed from the picture as well. I'd like to see it replaced with new government. But does that mean attacking and bombing and destroying the United States? I don't want to see that. I just want to see integrity in people. You know, if everybody in the world stood up to their governments, all the people in Argentina worried that Israel's taking over Argentina, it's being sold out from underneath them. Why are you going along with it? Epstein and all this sort of stuff, it's all related to your country too. Where do you think they were getting all the girls from? They're getting South American girls. Where do you think they're coming from? Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, Venezuela, all over the place. It's all the one thing. It's all of them. All the governments of the world are corrupt. All of them are working towards the same agenda. Most of the people within these governments are puppets and don't even know they're being manipulated. Some of them do, some of them don't. But ultimately, all of them get their power from we the people. And there's a wonderful word called no. And I don't even recommend that people carry out acts of violence and stuff against police officers. Like I've said before, you might know someone in the police force. You might have a family member in the police force or the armed forces. Send them a text. Send them 10 texts a day saying, hey, what are you doing? Why are you working for the pedophiles? Why are you protecting people who eat children? You need to come back to society and protect the American people. That's what the police force and the military is supposed to do. That's the type of text you need to be sending to them. Do it every day. Do it 10 times a day. And tell your friends, if you know anybody in the police force or the military, to do this as well. We don't want to fight against the military. We don't want to fight against the police. We want them to turn around and fight with us and rout out these pedophiles, these pedivores, these people farmers who are running our societies. You know, you're not going to do it with violent clashes against the police. You don't want to have violent riots marching down the street with Molotov cocktails. You need to have everybody. I mean, I'd like to see 2-3 million people march on Washington, all armed. Americans, gun owners, march on Washington, all armed, but don't fire a shot. Just have your guns with you to say, hey, we're ready. If you want to push it, we're ready. But we're here to tell you that you've overstepped the mark and you guys need to fuck off because we're instituting a new government. We've provided a plane for you. You can all get on this plane and you can fly to Israel and you can stay there because that's who you all work for. And we're not going to kill you. We don't want to become like you. We just want all you people to get on this plane and fuck off. Okay? And we're going to institute new government because we are Americans and that's what we do. I'd love to see that. I would absolutely love to see that. And I guarantee if you did that, you would have so many police officers and servicemen stand with you. That's the sort of thing that needs to happen. You know, the fact that you've got weapons doesn't mean you actually have to use them. Just having them as a deterrent is enough. You have 2 or 3 million armed people show up at government buildings, the White House, organize it so it's every government building all around the country while Parliament's in session. So you got the politicians there, say, hey, here's a plane, get on, you're all going to Israel. That's what needs to happen. Then you got to have some sort of declaration of independence again. Maybe even go to Philadelphia and read it back again in the same hall and elect new leaders to lead your country properly, if you even need such a thing. I'd love to see that happen. In fact, I'd love to see that happen in every country around the world. Every problem that exists on earth, folks, exists because it's legislated to exist. All of the problems we have trying to heal these problems, got to get petitions and do this and do that and ask permission and all this sort of shit. This red tape, it all exists because it's legislated to exist. The world is run by criminals, and it's designed in such a way that they can get away with whatever they want to do, and we have to jump through several hoops and run around the several blocks in order to even get one little thing done. Well, it's time we change that. It's time we realize that politicians are people we employ to manage infrastructure in a responsible manner, and they've done a god-awful job, and it would appear they've done it deliberately because they all like to torture, rape, and cannibalize children. So it's time we stand up and say, hey, no. And like I said, I don't want to kill anybody. I'm not a violent person. I'd be happy to see every US politician, every Australian politician, Pauline Hanson, all these, everybody, get on an aircraft, go to Israel. Go and stand with these pedophiles and these rapists and these people who torture and murder and abuse children. Go and fight with them, okay? Go and protect their country over there. Leave our country the way it is and get all these people out. That's what I'd like to see happen. Who knows? Maybe that will inspire something in people. I can't see anyone doing it, though. That's the problem, you know? Apathetic. You know, they're kept busy with problems. Of course, they got all this stuff going on now with this big crisis is happening, which is of course all by design. So they keep you so busy, you know, once they're getting exposed, they go, well, we can't deal with it now because this is happening and this and this and this and this. Well, hang on, all this is happening because you're making it happen. So how about we get rid of you first and then we all just talk about this amongst each other. I'm sure if the American people got rid of the American government and the Iranian people got rid of the Iranian government, then the people would be all happy to talk with each other. Same with most governments around the world. Most people know that the guy over the other side of the fence isn't a problem. It's just the puppeteers pulling the strings at the top. See, I like the old analogy of the black ants and the red ants in the jar. You know how you can put black ants and red ants in a jar together? And they'll just hang out. They don't hurt each other. Until you pick the jar up and shake it. And then the black ants will assume the red ants cause the problem and vice versa. And the black ants and the red ants will fight each other to the death rather than attacking the person and fixing the problem and addressing the fact that someone was shaking the jar. That's what we need to do, folks. Understand that that's what our politicians' job is. That's what Israel's job is, to shake the jar. It's time we stop that. Same with the media. That's their job as well. Just keep shaking it. Make sure you're in fear. Make sure you feel powerless. Make sure you believe that these politicians are worthy of respect, and that they're actually important when they're not, and that you'll believe that you just can't do anything about it because the problem is just so immense. Yeah. The immense problem is our lack of belief in ourselves. Yeah. You crossed the ocean just to find your grave. Sacrificed your own boys for a lie. Listen. Woo! Yeah. Yeah. Make America great again. Yo, tails, this shit crazy. Woo. Yeah, make America great again now. Nigga. We will see what happens, yeah. Watch this. Sacred defense, we protecting the soil. Why you sacrifice soldiers to pay for your spoil? Woo. You push, you ran the blow. Sitting on your throne, now we turning every base into a bed of stone. It's a slaughterhouse, a trap you couldn't see. Woo. Welcome to the graveyard of your vanity. The secrets are leaking. Pressure is rising. We locked on the target. And now you are hiding. L-O-S-C. Yeah, we spelling out your name. Send them to the slaughter, you the only one to blame. Bleeding for a fucker while you shaking in your sweet. L-O-S-C. Taste the ash of defeat. L-O-S-C. Yeah, we spelling out your name. Send them to the slaughter, you the only one to blame. Bleeding for a fucker while you shaking in your sweet. L-O-S-C. Taste the ash of defeat. Swag is fighting in your sweet.
soup hot and Epstein's ghost. You sent your boys to die on the bloody coast. Not a revenge for the leader's blood is purely mine. Every drop of his blood is a missile on the line. You thought you took him out, thought the fire was dead, but another common day is standing ahead. Yeah, you strike one down, we just shatter your brain. We put another in the lid, common day again. The secrets are leaking, the pressure is rising. We locked on the target, and now you are high, yeah. L-O-S-C-O. Yeah, we spelling out your name. Send them to the slaughter, you the only one to blame. Bleeding for a cup and while you shaking in your suite. L-O-S-C-O. Taste the ash. L-O-S-C-O. Yeah, we spelling out your name. Send them to the slaughter, you the only one to blame. Bleeding for a cup and while you shaking in your suite. L-O-S-C-O. Taste the ash of defeat. Sacred defense of the homeland. Sacred defense, sacred defense of the homeland. Sacred, sacred defense of the homeland. The slaughterhouse is open.
And so that's the way it's going, folks. It's all really contrived, and they're going to depopulate a hell of a lot of the world through all this. And of course, at the end of it, the big plan that they've always had is to usher in their smart grid. Of course, it's going to be so difficult for everyone. We're going to need to tag you and track and trace you to know where you are so we can bring aid to you and all sorts of crap, the way they're going to sort it out. They'll all be hiding in their bunkers while all this happens. I mean, even if they decide that the best thing to do would be to assassinate Donald Trump, they probably won't actually assassinate him. He'll just go and live below ground somewhere in one of their little pedophile farms that they've got set up. I'm sure they've got all sorts of shit that we have no idea about, folks. But we are certainly heading for an incredibly interesting world. And a lot of people are noticing, and a lot of people are seeing what this is about. I mean, you know, they've got to the point where they have to do something like this. Even if they had to push it forward a little bit harder and kill more than they planned to or do it in a different way, they've managed to kickstart it, and even the people who don't know they're playing are players, such as Iran. I think a lot of the people in Iran really believe they're doing the right thing, but they're not. I'm actually going to leave you with a message from the women of Iran to the United States government at the end of this video. But anyway, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. Thank you for joining me on this report. It's always a pleasure to have your company. Thank you to all the people who send me so many kind of emails. I've tried to pass on all the Tesla messages and stuff, so I'm still doing that. Thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution. I really, really do appreciate it, folks. It's the only thing that's ever kept me going. And I know it's very, very difficult for people at the moment, so I doubly thank anybody who does at this stage of the game, because the situation is getting pretty tight. But anyway, folks, I'll leave it there for now, and I'll look forward to speaking to you again soon. I'll leave you a little view of Nacha and Sol, who are just my dearest little friends here, and I'll speak to you again soon, folks. Hopefully it'll be better news, but who knows where the world's going to go. But anyway, in La Cache. Nacha. Nacha, you're eating some grass, darling. You're eating some grass, Nacha. Hey, Sol. Hello, Sol. What's happening, mate? What's happening? What's happening? Me? Oh, you're very friendly, aren't you? Lovely little fellow. Both of you. You're just so cute. All right, folks. I'll talk to you again soon. In La Cache.
Keep your bonds to yourself. Stay away from our land. This is our homeland, and our freedom belongs in our own hands. We don't want your democratic bombs. Take your poison, take your fills, and get out.
Hey! Israel!
You are not freedom, you are cattle.
הרגל.
לא, זה הבטן שלי. אהו.
עורב. אנרכיסט. הלו. עזוב את הדגל, בחייה.
היא קראה לי אותו לגזרים.
אני בשוק.
האמת, בדיוק כמו שהמדינה שלנו כרגע קרואה לגזרים.
עורב, עורב, מה?
שוב. רגע, אתה ממש רוצח סדרתי. סבתא, תראי מה הוא עושה.